from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
British police say the Yardie menace is real but overemphasised. West Indies youth cricket team have an uphill fight after day one of the first test against England's under-19s. And in the Bahamas, memory difficulties are said to be hampering government investigations. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The number of crimes committed by Yardies in Britain has been overemphasised by the British press, according to Scotland Yard. The assessment comes a day after Yardie gang leader Leroy Leslie, whose name was inaccurately reported yesterday as Leroy Lewis, was jailed for life for shooting dead a 25-year-old man. I asked Commander John Grieve of Scotland Yard about the extent of the Yardie problem in Britain.
There are drug traffickers and drugs dealers and people involved in firearms crime who come from the Caribbean, but equally there are plenty of people who were born and bred and have lived in the United Kingdom for hundreds of years involved in drug trafficking. You could probably point a finger at nearly every country in the world and I could have seen a drugs dealer from there over the last 20 years. That's quite frankly not very helpful. The way we divide our strategy up is looking at production, supply and demand issues. So supply, that is the activities of the dealers, is only one small part of the equation.